is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Now it's his turn. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he will talk today with President Trump. Yesterday, the president had a phone call with Vladimir Putin, at which Putin did not agree to a ceasefire, but did agree to stop the bombardment of Ukrainian infrastructure. Former U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine Steve Pfeiffer is not encouraged, at least not so far anyway.
I fear that we're not moving closer to actually getting to a real negotiation where both sides make compromises. Thus far, we've seen really, I don't think, any serious flexibility on the Russian side.
Israel continuing airstrikes across Gaza, the bombardment shattering the six-week ceasefire that had been in place. A rare statement from Supreme Court Justice John Roberts rebuking President Trump's call for the impeachment of a federal judge who ruled against his administration, another judge ruling against Trump's executive order banning transgender people serving in the U.S. military. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. The Wisconsin State Assembly approves a bill requiring local sheriffs to seek proof of citizenship from those in their custody who have been arrested for a felony. Republican Speaker Robin Voss says it shouldn't be controversial to ask sheriffs to verify someone is in the country legally and cooperate with ICE. During the annual State of the Tribes address at the state capitol Tuesday, St. Croix Chippewa Tribal Chair Thomas Fowler alluded to some uneasiness surrounding the recent changes at the federal government level and what that might mean for Wisconsin's tribes. Fowler said the tribes stand ready to defend their rights and sovereignty. And finalists are named to become UW-Milwaukee's next chancellor. A special regent committee selected four finalists from a list of candidates identified by a 16-person search committee. Whoever's chosen will be UWM's 10th chancellor. Former chancellor Mark Monet announced he was stepping down last summer. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. It is 7:03 on Wednesday morning. We're happy everyone's here. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC. Make your happy home with Handy Harry, Madonna, and Vogue on Max FM.
cover of a magazine. Grace Kelly, hollow Jean, picture of a beauty queen. Jean Kelly, Fred Astaire, Ginger Rogers, dance on air. They had style, they had grace. Rita Hayworth gave good face. Lauren Catherine Manitou, Betty Davis, we love you. Ladies with an attitude, fellas that were in the mood. Don't just stand there, let's get to it. Strike a pose, there's nothing to it.
Continuous hits of the 80s and 90s.
The only station I listen to at work.
Non-stop music.
Rolling all hour on 99.7 Max FM.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life. And if the elevator tries to break you down, my own life.
Good morning to you, everybody.
Yo, wake up.
Do you have any idea what time it is?
Time to celebrate hump day.
I bust my hump every day.
It is Wednesday.
Hump day, am I right, buddy?
Halfway through the week.
Gosh, it is. Time flies, doesn't it?
Thank God it's Wednesday.
It's showtime.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. Yeah, we're going crazy with Prince, and we're going to get through Wednesday. It is hump day. That means we're halfway through the week. Well, let's take a quick look at our weather forecast today. Today, rain is possible mixed with snow. We're looking at temperatures that are going to be right around 39 degrees for a high. We will also see wind gusts 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, a rain-snow mix with a low of 24. About an inch of snow is possible in the Baraboo area. To our north, we could see a little bit more. Tomorrow morning, we could see patchy snow that may be blowing around a little bit until the early morning. It'll turn sunny with a high of 39. On Friday, a slight chance of rain in the afternoon, partly sunny with a high of 52. We also have a wind advisory that's in effect from 7 p.m. this evening till 7 a.m. on Thursday morning. Winds tonight, 20 to 25 miles per hour, gusting up to 45 miles per hour. So it'll be a little bit interesting this evening into tomorrow morning. Currently 34 degrees outside the Max FM studios. Emily, how are you doing today?
Good morning. Happy windy Wednesday. See what I did there?
I did.
Alliteration. Boy, it's an easy way to entertain, and it's good for the brain, you know, to see if you can put those things together. Anyhow, it does sound like it's going to be windy and rainy and a little snowy, but that's okay. It's still March, folks. We've gotten such nice weather, so it's all good. It keeps you moving through this Wednesday to know that the weather is going to be windy and crazy, and that is fine.
Yeah.
How are you today, Dave?
I'm doing fantastic. We're schmoving right along on Wednesday, and, you know, we like to clown around here at Max FM. That is how we roll, and it seems appropriate. You and I are going to give away some tickets this morning. We have a pair of tickets to Bellows Circus Extreme Dinner Show. It's back at the Legacy Dinner Theater. That first show starts tonight. That's a grand opening show tonight. We're giving away tickets to this show. And what's going to happen? You need to text in Bellow, B-E-L-L-O, via the Free Civic Media app for your chance to win a pair of tickets to see Bellow at the Circus Extreme Dinner Show at the Legacy Dinner Theater in Lake Delton. This is going to be fun. We had Bellow in studio. We've had some shenanigans with Bellow. Him and I decided we would do a Facebook Live. We behaved ourselves, and we're probably going to do another one on Saturday. I've been asked to go up to see him Saturday, so we will be up there Saturday doing another Facebook Live, and we'll do our best to keep out of trouble up there. But it's going to be a great show because it's a comedy routine. It's entertaining. It's a variety of impressive acts, including Puppy Pals. It's a comedy dog act. And, you know, he's gained a lot of attention because he was on America's Got Talent. So he's quite the guy. And he is so fun to be around, just a local celebrity.
That's fantastic. Yeah, the bit that you guys did yesterday, I mean, I know it was just an interview, but it was like a little bit. It was great. This looks like so much fun. I have to say, Legacy Dinner Theater obviously has been around for a while. Cool place to check stuff out. I have not gotten a chance to go there yet, so I'm really excited about this this giveaway for folks to be able to experience this. So he did a great job on the radio with you yesterday. Obviously, shenanigans in play. And yes, we are giving tickets away, and that is so exciting. So what do you have to do to win here, Dave? Did you already go through this? Am I just behind the eight ball here?
Yep, just text in Bellow, B-E-L-L-O, B as in boy. We're going to pick a winner at random, and then we will get that information over to the Legacy Dinner Theater, and they will get back to the person that wins the tickets. And so we're going to give away, I'm going to say, two pairs of tickets this morning. So I'm going to pick two winners at random, and then what will happen is Legacy will be in contact with you. It will not be for tonight's show. I just want to mention that to everyone because tonight's show is their opening night, and they're already doing things with that. So this will be for a show in the future up at Legacy to see Bellow. So text in Bellow, B-E-L-L-O. Now, Emily,
I have been waiting to talk about this all morning. There's a lot of frustrating things involving doing laundry, and one is fighting with detergent. It's always a mess, unless you have one that drains itself back into the bottle, and even that is not perfect. So is this a genius hack or the most ridiculous thing you've heard of, Emily?
I don't know. We'll see as we get on through this story. So a woman on TikTok asked her boyfriend where the cap to the liquid detergent was, and he said, "Oh, I just fill it up and throw it in." Yes, with all the clothes. The top to the detergent, just chucked it in with all the clothes. Well, he wasn't goofing around. He was so convinced that he was reading the back of the label to find where it says so on the container. And he was right.
Wait a minute. You're saying he was right, Emily?
I was saying he was right. Literally, some brands of liquid detergent have a small message on the cap that says, "Rinse after use or toss in wash."
What? All right, I'm going to have to check my cap at home because I find this to be interesting. And I think if I put this in the washing machine, my lovely wife would probably have something to say about that because she'd be like, "Why is the cap to the laundry detergent in there?" Or what's going to happen is if I actually am the one doing the laundry, it's probably going to end up in the dryer. So now, would you do this? And if you don't, will you try it? In the comments, a lot of people seem surprised that this was an actual thing. Some people were worried that the cap would damage delicate clothes or that the cap itself could get messed up in the spin cycle. All right.
Or that it could mess up the agitator, you know?
Right.
Like, you don't want to mess up your agitator in your washer. That's the whole process of washing is getting those clothes agitated. And if that thing gets stuck in there, you know, it's like messing up the works, clogging up the works, literally.
Literally.
So others... Literally. So others claim that they already do this. A few said they've heard about people tossing the cap in, but don't think it's necessary. Either way, be careful to remove the cap before tossing the clothes into the dryer, Dave. That could be a problem. I'm going to have to go look at mine. We've got a very, very serious laundry doer in the house, and I'm going to have to put this story by him and see if he knows anything about this, because... I find this to be absolutely ridiculous. I found this to I thought they were going to say that it was like a typo on like, you know, a certain like release of certain laundry detergents and people were falling for it or something, you know, like, but apparently this is like a thing. People are doing this and it's telling you to do so. And it's okay.
It's weird. I don't understand it. Please check your cap. Let me know, Emily, because obviously I don't have one where I'm at here, but I'm very curious about this because I think if I throw this cap in the wash cycle, I'm going to be in trouble with my lovely wife. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll screw up the laundry enough without putting the cap in there. Just saying, because, you know, back in the day, I thought that when you wash laundry, you did it based on the temperature and not the color of the clothing.
That was back in the day.
I heard the silencer. Emily's going, "What?" I love it. I'm just... You're stunned.
I mean, yeah, you made me speechless. That is not common or possible, usually. I just didn't know what to say. I was like, "You thought what? Where did you come up, Dave?"
Well, I didn't see the thing was, when I moved out on my own, I'm like, "Oh, crud, I need to go do my laundry now." And I'm like, "Okay, I'm going to sort everything by the temperature." So, yeah, that's not
how
that works.
I'm going to have to talk to Linda because you should have been doing your own laundry long before you moved out the house. Just saying.
Well,
that's something people need to be learning about 12 years old at the latest.
Yeah, well, in my defense, I was busy with a lot of school and working and so forth. So that's probably how that happened there. And it was, you know, one of those things that I just was always on the run. I know that's shocking to people that know me. And so that was kind of an afterthought was the actual laundry. And so, yeah, when I moved out on my own, it was definitely an interesting experience. And then I just got a text from my... Oh, boy.
I want to just say, I was joking, Linda. You know I love you. You did everything perfectly.
No,
look at this person that you raised. He's perfect.
No. Wendy said that's a good way to get a new washing machine if I were to try that at home.
This is what I'm saying, the agitator.
Right?
Do not mess around with that.
No,
I don't. It is ready to wash clothing, not like you know when you like put your shoes in the washer?
Right.
Like, I remember this when I was younger. And you hear like, that's not good, you know?
No, exactly.
I don't think this is a good call.
No,
I don't think so. We're talking about laundry hack that's out there that we're just learning about now, that you fill the detergent cap with the soap and then you put the detergent cap in with the soap. This is insanity. Apparently people are doing this, and apparently whoever came up with this information and learned about this and wanted to make this public, they checked their cap at home, and it does have the message on the cap. It says, toss it in with the wash. Like, what is happening? Well, things are going upside down and wacky. It is Wednesday, folks. It's windy Wednesday. It is hump day, and we are trying to figure out how people do their laundry and if the laundry cap of the laundry detergent belongs with the laundry itself while it is being washed. I'm saying a big N-O to that. Nope.
Text us and let us know your thoughts as well, 608-355-9970 or via the free Civic Media app. I want everyone to text in and let us know what your thoughts are. Laundry cap in the wash machine or no, we'll do our informal survey today. Also, you have a chance to win seeing Bello Knock up at Legacy. Text in Bello, B-E-L-L-O, before 8 o'clock this morning. We will pick two winners at random. Emily, you'll be back at 7:40 as we celebrate birthdays and anniversaries.
I will report back on the laundry situation.
Please do. I'm curious. And I would like a few others as well. So text us and let us know, is this a thing? And let us know what your cap says. The Morning Show is sponsored by Handy Harry, LLC. Makers a happy home with Handy Harry.
Calls the mama, I'm sure all the hand and I just around. Action speaks louder than words, and I'm a man of great experience. I know you got another man, but I can love you better than him. Take my hand, don't be afraid, I'm gonna prove every word I say. I'm advertising love for free, so you can place your ad with me. Once I come along and down by the light your candle, calls her mama, I'm sure all the hand and I just around. Candle calls her mama, I'm sure all the hand and I guess around. Hard, hard to handle now. Oh yeah, yeah, hey, yeah, let me light your candle, calls her mama, I'm sure all the hand and I just around.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC, makers of Happy Home with Handy Harry. As a reminder, we are giving away tickets to see Bellow at the Legacy Dinner Theater in Lake Delton. All you need to text in is Bellow, B-E-L-L-O, to 608-355-9970 or text in via the free Civic Media. Look for Max Mouse, tap on 99.7 Max FM, click text, and text in Bellow, B-E-L-L-O, for a chance to win tickets to see Bellow Knock at the Legacy Dinner Theater in Lake Delton. We'll be giving away two pairs of tickets today, tomorrow, and we'll be giving another pair away on Friday. So text in for your chance to win. Also, Emily and I want to know, would you stick your laundry detergent cap in the washing machine with your laundry? We were talking about that a little bit earlier, that a guy threw this into the washing machine, and that way there's no gunk in his cap. And he found out that it said right on the cap that you can do that. So we're curious if you do that. Text us and let us know. 608-355-9970. Would you put your laundry detergent cap in with your wash? Both Emily and I say no. We want to know what your thoughts are about this. Shop local and say big at MaxFMBigDeals.com. It is our big deal of the day. Half off a $50 service certificate to Back Row Baraboo Motors today, and today only just $25. No code required. The $50 service certificate may be used on oil changes, tire rotations, and other service items. For more information about them and this limited time offer, go over to MaxFMBigDeals.com. Coming up, we'll look at sports and weather on MaxFM.
Morning, welcome to Gavin Brothers Real Estate and Auction Report. This week on Friday, we have a real estate auction open house from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. for an 84-acre property located just north of Baraboo on Fox Hill Road. It'll be a two-parcel real estate auction. Parcel 1 features 7.1 acres with an older farmhouse on it. Parcel 2, 77 acres of vacant land with a nice pole shed. More details can be found on our website at gavinbros.com. Again, a real estate auction open house for 84 acres located just north of Baraboo on Friday from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. Auctions next week include a 120-acre Washera County real estate auction on Wednesday, and a Reedsburg Farm consignment auction ending at 9 a.m. on Thursday of next week. Check our website at gavinbros.com for more details. And remember, if you're thinking of having an auction or buying or selling type of real estate, be certain to get in contact with Gavin Brothers in Reedsburg or Gavin Brothers in Baraboo.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
The Packers add a receiver from the Chiefs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers picking up a wide receiver and returner in free agency. He's Mecole Hardman, who earned three Super Bowl rings with the Kansas City Chiefs. Hardman, who turned 27 last week, suffered a knee injury last season. He'll sign a one-year deal with Green Bay. NBA, the Bucks losing last night at Golden State 104-93. Steph Curry sat out for the Warriors. The Bucks have lost five of their last seven games. March Madness underway. The Wisconsin Badgers arriving in Denver last night for tomorrow afternoon's game against Montana at 12:30.
I think quick turn, go play, right? Don't dwell on, hey, we got to the championship game, we didn't get it done, now let's go on to next. We get to play in another one. We just focused on a four-team, two-game tournament. We have to win Thursday if you want to get Saturday. You know, as I've always said, all the bad teams are probably waking up about right now on spring break, somewhere with their feet in the sand, and the really good ones are still playing.
That's Wisconsin head coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa Auto Parts in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Look for the Napa logo wherever you have your vehicle serviced. The Napa logo means quality auto parts and ASC certified mechanics to service your ride. Napa is a supplier of replacement parts and equipment for the automotive repair, heavy duty truck, and industrial market. Napa parts are second to none. Use only quality Napa parts and accessories from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be cloudy with some rain and thunderstorms today, changing to snow this afternoon into this evening. We could get a couple of inches and even some blowing snow at times this evening with the strong wind. Wind will be north gusting to 35 to 40. Our high today, right around 44. Get the bathroom you've always wanted for $99 a month, interest-free. BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
While other stations play the greatest songs for napping, we're keeping you going with more Maximum Hits. 99.7 Max FM.
Because I had to flair, I was a virtuose, I was a rock idol, and all is real. Come and rock me, I'm a Deus. I'm a Deus.
und es war irgendwie nur Plastic Money, denn die Modebanken gegen ihn. Woher die Schulden kamen, war wohl jedermann bekannt. Er war ein Mann der Frauen, Frauen liebten seinen Punk. Er war ein Superstar, er war so populär, er war zu exaltiert, genau das war sein Flair. Er war ein Virtuose, war ein Rocky-Doll und alle suchten noch auf den Captain Rock, mir ab,
hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Folk me, rock me, Amadeus. Yes, we're getting you moving on your Wednesday morning. And Emily, people have a chance to win tickets. See Bella Knock at the Legacy Dinner Theater. What do they need to do this hour?
Yes, they do have an opportunity to see Bello Knock at the Legacy Dinner Theater on Lake Delton. Bello Knock ticket giveaway. You just need to text in Bello. B as in boy, E as in Emily, L as in Larry, L as in Larry, and O as in oh my gosh. I want to win tickets. So go ahead.
Love it.
Go ahead and do that. Text in to win through the Civic Media app would be awesome. You know how to do that, I think, by now. You go on your phone, get the Civic Media app, scroll down, 99.7 Max FM, little mouse there, click on that, bottom right has a text option. Go ahead and text in the word Bello, and you could win. I think Dave's giving away two sets of tickets at the end of today, and it will be announced.
Yes, so what we'll do is we're going to give away two pairs of tickets today. We're picking two winners at random. We will respond via text message to the person that wins. We'll need some additional details from the winners. And if you don't win, don't despair. We'll be giving away more tickets tomorrow morning as well. So text in Bello, B-E-L-L-O, before 8 o'clock this morning for your chance to win, either via the free Civic Media app, or you can text to 608-355-9970. Same way, let us know about birthdays and anniversaries. And you're going to want to have that Civic Media app installed on your mobile device and ready to go. Next Monday, our statewide text-to-win contest resumes. We're going to have fabulous prizes, including a chance to get some tickets to see a certain team in Milwaukee play baseball club-level seats. I'm excited about this giveaway. So, yes, so you got to have that free Civic Media app for that one. But, you know, I'm excited. We're going to have some fabulous prizes. We talked about it in our staff meeting yesterday. We'll get more details out starting on Friday about that contest. Be ready to go 7 a.m. on Monday morning.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, I'm excited.
A little more gusto, though. Yesterday, you were really going for, like, the movie trailer voice. I think that was yesterday. You're really working hard on that, and it was coming through.
Chance to win tickets to see a certain Milwaukee baseball team play baseball coming on Monday. All right, we better get to birthdays before I forget what I'm supposed to be doing at the moment. It is Wednesday, March 19th, and Young Gravy is 29. He's a rapper. It has nothing to do with mashed potatoes. And
no,
so
it doesn't. Young Gravy is an interesting performer. That's for sure. I've accidentally seen him live, and yeah. He was a big deal in Madison. He's got roots here in Wisconsin. So I think he's got a real serious fan base here. So there is, his shows are very popular here. I'll just put it that way.
Yeah, he's a good one. And it's just when I saw that was on our list today, I'm like, okay, this is going to be great. So there's just so many commercial possibilities with that one, to say the least. So let's see who else is on our list. Clayton Kershaw, 37, Los Angeles Dodgers icon. Regarded as one of the best pitchers in MLB history. Speaking of baseball,
it is upon us. I love baseball. This is a big one. Bruce Willis is 70 today. That is a big birthday for a huge iconic star. Bruce Willis is such incredible. I mean, obviously, do we need to like list all the things? Moonlighting as far as TV.
Oh, my
God. One of the best shows. I grew up with that. Love that show so much. And apparently, it really holds true because I have a couple of friends who have kids my kids' age, and they said that they're watching it with their kids, and the whole family loves it. Like, it's still great. And that's what I did growing up. So Moonlighting, fantastic, obviously, in terms of the big screen. Die Harder, just watched Die Hard over Christmas. We had a lot of conversation about whether or not it's a Christmas movie. It is, according to the morning show. So that is just our humble opinion. But Bruce Willis is unfortunately suffering some pretty significant health issues that are affecting his mental abilities and every ability, and it is very sad. But his family is huge support network around him, and it appears that he is still living a happy life. So I just adore him. He's fantastic. So 70 years old. Happy birthday to Bruce Willis. Glenn Close, another incredible star from not too far back in the day, still doing amazing movies, still gorgeous. Glenn Close, 78 years old today. That is incredible. I can't even, okay.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, Glenn Close, Fatal Attraction. Like, do I need to say anything more?
No, you don't.
Money in pot.
You're spot on. I mean, you're exactly right. I mean, and you look at some of these birthdays today. We have Eduardo Salvarin, 43, is a guy who helped create Facebook. And then, Mark Zuckerberg pretty much shut him out. And you can go watch the social network if you want to see what that's all about. But net worth, about $32 billion. Andy Reid, 67 years old. He's the head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs. And, oh, my goodness, this one is huge. I've been waiting to talk about this one all morning. Ruth Poynter is 79. The Poynter sisters. Oh. They wrote a song about me. He's so shy.
He's so shy. I love that song. It's such a great song.
Yeah. And then
don't think it's about you, but
it might be. I don't know. They also had Jump, Former Love, Automatic, Neutron Dance, I'm So Excited, and Fire. And I found Fire in our playlist today. So guess what we're playing this morning by the Pointer Sisters?
Fire. Way to go.
Fire. See, I mean,
such good stuff.
There's such great stuff from the Pointer Sisters. I mean, Neutron Dance, that was from, Beverly Hills Cop, that was in there. So, I mean, there's so many great songs that were with the Pointer Sisters. So Ruth Poynter, 79. We're playing that this morning, of course. And then Derek Longmore, 74, from the Bay City Rollers. Wow. There's some great birthdays in here.
Yeah, and to date some really famous genre. It's its own genre. Bond movies. Hello.
I was going to call them
a legacy, but I'd say that it's like a genre of its own. There isn't anything like it. There's so many, and they're all special in their own way, and they've kind of taken us through the ages, the Bond movies. But Ursula Andress is 89. She was the first Bond girl, Honey Rider and Dr. No, in 1962. So, I mean, I think, along this, obviously the perception of the Bond girl has changed since the 60s, but it's still a really, really special position, I think, to be in. Bond girls have become super strong, amazing characters that are, kicking butt and taking names. So, I mean, the perception and the characters definitely changed over the years, but being a Bond girl, I think, is still pretty fabulous. So that's a thing to hold on to. That's a famous thing to be able to say that you were the first Bond girl. So happy birthday to Ursula, for sure. She's 89.
That's amazing. That is cool. When I saw that on her list, I'm like, your first original Bond girl. How cool is that? I mean, what a celebrity list today. I mean, we have Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
We have Ruth Poynter. Glenn Close is 78. I mean, there's just, And Andy Reid, even. I mean, you look at these birthdays today, just amazing. And happy birthday if you are celebrating today, or happy anniversary. And as a reminder, we are giving away two pairs of tickets to see Bello Knock at the Legacy Dinner Theater in Lake Delton. You need to text in Bello, B as in boy, E-L-L-O, before 8 o'clock this morning for your chance to win. We will pick two sets of winners to win a pair of tickets to see that show. And you will get contacted by Legacy. And there will be a few days before you hear back from them, because we have to get all of our winners in. Then they'll do their thing. So we will submit all those after the morning show on Friday. So be ready for that. And the cool part is, if you don't win today, we have more tomorrow and more on Friday. So we're going to do this over the next 3 days. And we're excited. There's so many exciting things happening here at Max FM. We're going to have another announcement probably on Friday as well. And so, and I'm excited. There's so many good things happening, so many fun things happening. I can barely contain myself, and I'm not good at keeping...
I know, he's really excited. He's not so shy today, not according to the Pointer Sisters, or any of those of you out there listening to Dave and Emily in the Morning Show at 99.7 Max FM. He ain't so shy. He keeps talking. No, anywho, I just want to mention a couple things. Big deal of the day, 50% off savings at Baccarat Baraboo Motors, so don't forget to visit that site to get your deals. There's so many small businesses on there. We just want to highlight them today. 50% off Baccarat Baraboo Motors. Just hop on there and find out more details. Also, this morning show today on Wednesday's Hump Day is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC. Make yours a happy home with Handy Harry, and they do so much good stuff. Thing I like best about them, and I say this often because I'm a real estate agent too in my other life, as some of you know, with Great Day there in Baraboo, and I we have a lot of clients who, you know, have things that they need to have done with their homes, either that they're selling and moving out of, or that they're looking to move into. So it's really helpful to have, you know, a kind of a jack of all trades like Handy Harry. They'll do interior and out and exterior, excuse me, and they will come and do a free estimate, and that is so important. So definitely hit them up. They are local, but they will travel, so don't feel like they won't come to you. So keep them in mind with all your home improvement projects that you got going on, whether or not it's because you're moving or that you're just ready for an upgrade in the home or outside, because it is that time of year. So Handy Harry, also big deals of the day, 50% off savings at Baccarat Baraboo Motors, and a ticket giveaway to Bello Knock. Text in B-E-L-L-O to win tickets to the Legacy Theater, Lake Delton.
So many things going on. It is a great morning. It's fantastic. You'll be back with us at 8:10, Emily.
Perfection. See you then.
See you then. The Morning Show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC. Make yours a happy home with Handy Harry.
Handy Harry LLC is now located at 145 West Maple Street in Baraboo. For over 18 years, this locally owned and operated business has been helping with decks, fences, flooring, painting, bathroom and kitchen remodels, and so much more. Call 608-370-9174 to schedule a free estimate, or check them out online at handyharryllc.com. Now offering financing starting as low as 0% interest with no additional fees. Trust your local professionals and make yours a happy home with Handy Harry LLC.
Today's Max FM Big Deal of the Day. Baccarat Baraboo Motors technicians are highly trained and certified to work on your vehicle, whether you need preventive maintenance or repair. They perform engine diagnostics and tune-ups to keep your vehicle in great shape. Some of their services include oil changes, brake repair, alternator and battery replacements, fluid replacements, and more. Go to maxfmbigdeals.com and purchase $50 gift certificates for just $25. Today only at Max FM Big Deals.
The Midwest's newest music event, Summer Jam, is coming June 20th and 21st to Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Go to summerjamwi.com to get your tickets now. Price increases this Friday, March 21st at midnight. Go to summerjamwi.com and get your tickets.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's political action committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths.
Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states, and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
99.7 Max FM.
I'm riding in your car. You turn on the radio. You're pulling me close. I just say no. I say I don't like it, but you know I'm a liar. 'Cause when we kiss,
Romeo and Juliet.